Hey there, my name is Eric Olson. I'm the CEO of Array Digital. We are a digital marketing agency. I want you to listen as we grow our agency from $1 million in revenue to $100 million in revenue. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs and crazy stories, and I'm going to share them all with you so you can see exactly how we do it. Marketers Anonymous, what is happening? This is Eric Olson, your host. Once again, I'm in the car recording this episode. A couple of things have happened recently. The first thing is, last week we didn't get any new MRR. MRR is monthly recurring revenue. Now, once a week we have KPIs that come out. KPIs are key performance indicators. We have several of them. Some of them are management level. Some of them are for our operations team. But every single week we determine how we're doing and if we're on target for our goals. One of our goals in the management report is new MRR for that week. So how much did we sign up in brand new contracts for monthly recurring revenue? Our goal right now is $2,500. So every week we want to get on average $2,500 of new monthly recurring revenue. Now, how did we come up with $2,500? Great question. Frankly, we pulled it out of thin air. We started at 1,000, we got a little bit of feedback from some people, and they said, you know, it really should be a little bit higher, because some weeks you won't hit it at all, some weeks you'll hit it a little bit less, some weeks you'll hit it a little bit more, but 2,500 sounds about right. So we said, okay, 2,500, that's our goal. Once we had a goal, we started to march towards it, and we started to measure, and you get what you measure. And we've been kind of good. We've been at about maybe $2,000 on average for the last 3 months. I'm kind of guessing. I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me. Like I said, I'm in the car. But since we got no new MRR last week, it really got me thinking, like, for real, what do we need to bring in every single week in order to go from $1 million in 2018 to $100 million in 2030? So I woke up early this morning, I started to think about it, and I opened up Google Sheets and I started to figure it out. And what I did is, on column A, I have all of the months starting in January 2019 going forward into the year 2030, and I stopped at June. I figured if we don't hit it by June, we're in deep trouble. So June of 2030. And then horizontally across the columns, I did the same thing, January 2019 all the way out to June of 2030. And I started to put numbers in. And basically, if we were to get X number of dollars in, say, January, then it contributes to January of 2019. But it also contributes to February of 2019 and March and April, etc. And then next month, we add to that. The month after that, we add to that. Now, this model assumes that we will have no one dropping off, right? That we're not going to lose a single dollar in revenue once we get it, which is not reasonable. So the model is not that sophisticated. So one of these days, I'll get with someone and we'll figure out a really sophisticated model. But what I learned is that very, very optimistically, we have to add about $10,000 per month, every single month, to go from $1 million in recurring revenue, annual recurring revenue, to $100 million of recurring revenue by June of 2030. It was a little over $10,000, and when I divided by four in order to get it to weeks, which even that is not 100% accurate, because there's not consistently 4 weeks in a month. It's more like 4.33, I believe. Anyways, simple model. It came out to $2,600. So I was very surprised that it was very, very close to the number that we pulled out of thin air. We had no basis for, but you know, right now we're tracking at $2,500 as our goal. We really need to be at $2,600. And the reality is, it needs to be more. Like I said, it's a super simple model. It's not good enough for for the time being, it's fine. But in the end, realistically, it's not going to get us to where we need to be. So I don't know what the actual number is. I still need to do some more work, but it'll probably be around $3,000, maybe $3,500 every single week that we need to get. It begs the question, can we consistently do that? Right now, it's me and Kevin that are bringing in new deals, and then our operations team, they are finding opportunities to increase ad spend and provide other services for our existing clients that need it. But it's just, you know, it's a couple of guys that are doing the best they can. The real lesson learned for me is we've got 11 years of hard work to do, and we need to get bigger accounts, that's for sure. We need to start investing in a sales force. So we have a sales force effectively of two people, maybe even one and a half, because I'm not 100% sales. We need to grow a sales force. So that's going to be my focus for the next month or so, is thinking about that, trying to figure out who to hire, when, where, etc. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope it was valuable and you learned a couple of things that you can implement in your business right away. Find us online at marketersanon.com. We have all of these episodes listed. We have blog posts, and also our social media usernames are posted there. See you next time.